With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. A musician bringing Bach to his venue in Brooklyn is hoping the public will help repair the building. Organist Xaver Varnas bought the former Pilgrim Church in Brooklyn last year to transform it into a live music venue. He's already installed a pipe organ and has now set his sights on restoring the exterior to its former glory. Varnas has been gathering pictures from the early 1900s, showing the church clad with brown brick instead of the white vinyl siding it has today.
I really don't understand why this fashion came in the 60s and 70s to cover most of the Nova Scotian churches to this kind of white condom, but it's terrible. Maybe it's very good against the weather, but it's terrible for the look.
However, before the siding can be replaced, there are some structural issues to contend with, as time has caused the walls to go out of alignment. The pandemic has cut into his plans for performances, so he has turned to a GoFundMe page to help get the work done. To date, he has raised over $6,000 of his $48,000 goal. Varnas credits his popularity on YouTube for the number of donations he's receiving from around the world.
I get donations from everywhere, from New Zealand, from Japan, from Korea, everywhere. And now I can realize that how many people are listening to YouTube recordings, because the people are mostly reacted because of the YouTube videos.
Videos of Varnas playing some of the world's most famous pipe organs have been viewed more than 15 million times. The organ master has more grand plans for the former church, including installing a clock in the tower, something that was not part of the original design. Varnas says the work he has done on the newly christened Varnas Concert Hall is not going unnoticed by the classical music world's elite.
One of the most famous string quartet of Europe at this time is the Kellerman Quartet, and they are coming to Carnegie Hall to New York at the end of August, and they just called me 2 weeks ago, and they said that after the Carnegie Hall concert, they were coming to visit me in Nova Scotia for a week, and they want to play 2 concerts here in my church.
Depending on what COVID restrictions are in place, Varnas is planning to hold a concert on March 21st. Besides being the start of spring, the date is significant for him.
So I always play the great concert on the 21st of March because that's the birthday of Bach.
Varnas understands it can be difficult for someone who hasn't been raised on classical music to find it accessible, but that's a perception he hopes to change.
Maybe I can take a little part of for local people to opening the gate of the beautiful country of the classical music for them.
For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.